Kathy Manhattan, welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. Today, I'm beyond excited to introduce a true powerhouse in fitness, leadership, and life, Autumn Fonseca. Autumn is the general manager at UFC Gym Fit, where she's been transforming lives for the past 10 years. She's a mom of five, a passionate community leader, and the founder of Rise Up, a women's support group that meets every Friday to uplift and empower women through connection and strength. And I go to that mostly every Friday. I try, but it's been cool. We'll talk about that later. But Autumn embodies what it means to rise through resilience, balancing her roles as a mother, mentor, and motivator while helping others unlock their inner warrior. So in this conversation, we'll talk about her lifelong love for fitness, the power of community, how she balances it all, and what keeps her inspired to lead with so much heart. So get ready for a conversation about strength, faith, motherhood, and rising above challenges. Because Autumn's story is one that will remind you that no matter where you are, you can rise up. So hi!
Thank you so much for that lovely intro. It's been so fun getting to know you more these last few months and getting to share at the Rise Up group. So it's such an honor and privilege to be here with you today. So thank you.
No, it's an honor for you to be here. It's like your story is so inspiring. So let's just start with that. What got you into health and wellness and, you know, working at the gym at UFC for 10 years?
That's Time goes by fast. It's amazing to be able to have, you know, the memories and seeing where we started and to where I'm at now. But I've always loved fitness. I come from a family. My parents were runners. My grandparents were. They've done marathons. That was never my exact fit. But just having that desire to live a healthy lifestyle has kept me on track, you know, from being young to a high schooler to young adult and now into, you know, my 40s to be able to just stay healthy and have that foundation that the more you take care of you, the more you can live your life and help those around you. So how I got into UFC Fit was I was going to like a fitness studio that my friend had. I wanted to get my kids into some classes. So trying to drive around, hitting different schedules. And then financially, you know, it's expensive to have your one child at this, another child at that. And I had a friend, she's like, oh, check out UFC Fit. And classic, I'm like, isn't that just a bike club? Mm-hmm. And so I went in and loved it. You know, they have things for children from studio to boxing to a full gym. I was like, we all could go at one spot. But even at that stage was like a financial hard option for me. So I was like, hey, are you guys hiring? And so I literally picked up a side job working in the kids department and front desk just so I could get that membership to bring my kids there. And so then the rest is history, you know, literally that story of finding a company that I love and being able to do my passion for families and kids to a whole nother level, just started climbing the ladder in the business and was a manager at UFC Sunnyvale for a long time and then able to be at UFC Fit now. So it's been a huge pleasure in my life to be able to be part of that.
Oh, that's so incredible. So your parents taught you about health and wellness, and then now you get to teach that with your kids as well. And do you feel like that piece of you is so important and why you want to teach your kids and to continue on that legacy that your parents gave you?
Yes, I have a statement like fitness helps change, saves lives. And we get to do that on a daily. And for some people, that's literal physical. Like they're going through a huge health change and the doctor's like, you have to work out to help yourself feel better. Others, you know, sometimes people are going through a situation, whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual. And the gym helps you through those seasons. And I've seen that in my own children's lives. I've helped other families and their kids. And so as my kids have grown, you know, now I have teenagers and young adults. The same thing that keeps us connected is fitness. Like we can all still talk about, oh, what did you do at the gym? Oh, what are you working on? Or, oh, you're getting ready to go to competition. That's so great. So that common thread has been a part of me and my kids' story. And it still is. And something we can do together. Like we can all work out together or, you know, do some boxing or lifting. And that's like the hugest gift, you know, to have something that you can carry on through all of your children's ages and stages.
Yeah, I love that. So what is one of your favorite like workouts or what do you like to do for physical health?
Yeah, I like to change it up, honestly. You know, I love boxing and kickboxing. That's been a fun way to de-stress or have therapy, you know, for myself. I also, you know, like lifting and just overall just strength training and resistance. And now as I'm getting older, the mobility part's so huge, you know, because, you know, I have some small injuries or things like that that flare up. And it's so important to help us feel better and keep moving. My kids and I like to hike. So I take us outside, we go hiking. And it's like, now that life's shifting into this next season, it's like, I want to be healthy and fit for many years to come. And to be able to do what I can to do that. And also recovery, that's a big part now too. You got to help your body heal and repair and feel better. So,
okay. So let's talk about that then. So I heard you saying about mobility. So what movements or what things that we should focus on for mobility for, because as we get older, you know, your body changes. So how does that look like what workouts or what things do you need to do to make that happen, you know, or what we should focus on?
Yeah. So, you know, there's like a season, you know, when you're younger, you're trying to like max out PRs and, you know, there's a lot of proving to yourself, right? Which is fun. Now I find myself much more wanting to work on, you know, core strength and posture and proper form. And so it's not always going to lift the heaviest. It's working on like kettlebells and making sure I'm walking with good posture and building like that, the shoulders and the back, you know, that support to be able to maintain that. And so, you know, we have things like TRX and bands and things like that, that you can use to help strengthen your muscles and your structure. So.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. And then do you think diet plays a big role too, as well, when you get older?
Oh, yes. I'm a huge believer on, you know, what you put in your body, you know, is going to help you feel better, move better, live better. And we can all like make choices that can help with that. And so we eat a pretty clean, you know, diet, where it's mostly, you know, vegetables and fruits and proteins, you know, and cooking at home helps a lot too, you know, making those plans of what we're going to plan out for the week. And so I think those are big portions, and protein's such a huge part. You know, you always hear like the protein, but that's what helps, you know, fuel our body and help us stay healthy through those seasons. And I take creatine every day. There's a lot of proven facts that can help not only just muscle, but also mental and your brain. And so I'm just always loving to research and seeing what's out there and finding like what works best for you and to live that practice the best you can.
Yeah. How long have you been doing creatine? Because that's, I mean, it's not new, but it's like a newer thing that people started adding and that I've heard about. So you said that you, like, you've seen some improvements with that, mm-hmm. you added that, but how long have you been doing that or adding?
Yeah, I've been doing creatine off and on for the last few years, but the last couple years trying to be really like daily on that. My son is actually a coach now too, my oldest son. And he's been telling me forever, like, Mom, take your creatine, take your creatine. You know, and he's in his 20s and, you know, working hard and really fit. And, but he's like, you know, for your generation, Mom, you need this. And I sadly do have, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia in my family history. And there's studies showing that it could help, you know, down the road. And I wish, you know, people had some of this information in the past. You know, maybe there's things that we can do, you know, to help ourselves in the future and the next generation and spreading that information. So, like I said, I'm not a scientist or doing any of the research, but there's a lot of studies proving that it helps, you know, mental capacity as well. And they use a lot for athletes too, you know, getting ready to go out, just that sharpness. So,
yeah.
Like, why not? Right. So,
exactly. So, do you recommend people doing like protein shakes or whatnot as well? I see a lot of people doing the creatine and then the protein shakes I don't even know.
Yes. Yeah, I do that regularly as well. Just because, you know, you do have to do a lot of planning to get all the protein, you know, that your body needs and to feel good. And like I said, using it as fuel, I think is really a good way to look at. I actually, you know, in my teens and early 20s did deal with an eating disorder, and that kind of pushed me on this road of like researching health and fitness and nutrition. And I look back at that, and that was like that saving things, like you have to look at food as your fuel, your gas, how to help your body. And that mental shift was a huge part in my recovery in the past, and carry that onto my journey, you know, now as an adult too.
That's amazing. I know that you struggled with that at a young age with a eating disorder. And I know a lot of women do at a younger age because you focus so much about how you look and then you try anything possible to make that. But really, loving yourself comes within you. Like, no matter what you do, if you truly don't love yourself from the inside out, you're truly not going to love yourself. So how did you start changing that mindset from, from the eating disorder to where you are now? Because that's a huge shift. Now you're so positive. You're like, you know, changing people's lives. And so what got you there from that point to now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love the word journey. I always say life's a journey. Fitness is a journey. Your spiritual growth is a journey. And, you know, coming out of that eating disorder cycle for many years, it really impacts your mind. You know, if you've done research on that, your mind really shifts. You have to do a rewiring in a sense of how you think. So like a good way to do that is just to help others and find a way to give back. Because I think a lot of times when we're in struggling with a disorder or just a dark place in life, we just get so self-focused. And it's not usually for a positive. It's like you said, it's not loving yourself, it's negative. And if you can find a way to start giving back or helping somebody else, it is a huge way to help that. And then you start looking like, hey, if I'm more healthy, I have more energy, I can do more, then that life kind of comes back for you. And I get the privilege of seeing that on a daily, you know, in the gym industry. You know, you have people come in with carrying all kinds of stuff, right? And stress and burdens or health concerns. And I get to be a part of that piece of like, hey, you got this, you can keep doing this, you know, and sharing life together is a huge part. So, you know, that's why I created Rise Up, because I can look at so many different seasons of my life where it's community, it's people who come along and just give you hope, or you share a story or realize you're not going through something alone. And I think that's kind of an area that we miss a lot in our society. Everybody's very private, you know, on a personal level. We can show all kinds of stuff on IG or social, but to really get to know somebody, we're very reserved. People don't usually know their neighbors, or a lot of people don't have local family members close by anymore. People are spread out. So you miss kind of that close community that can help you through just growing through life and sharing good times, hard times. So I get to do that on daily in a gym atmosphere, but now I wanted to extend that more as a community to other women to like, let's share life together. Let's give hope and encouragement.
Yeah. Community is so important, but why do you think community is important? But why is it so crucial for especially women to come together and have a safe space to come together for community?
Yeah, I think we touched a little bit on it. You know, when you're young, you know, so worried about appearance and what people think. And I think as women, that's just a lot of stigmas that get put, you know, about looks. What are you doing? Either you're working too much as a mom, or you're not working, or, you know, there, we have like this like hidden process in our mind a lot that people are judging. And so trying to take down those walls, like you be you, you've got your own gift, your own story, just celebrate that. And I think the more we talk and find out, people want to support each other. We want to, you know, encourage people's businesses or their families or their goals. And everybody should be different. We don't all want to be the same, right? That's a unique gift to have your own story and your own life. And so to help give a voice for that, I think is really important. And to help people know it's okay. You're going to go through hard times. You're going to go through great times. That's part of life's journey. But you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah. What got you inspired to create that though? Because yeah, you see all this change, but what truly inspires you to help these women in general? It's like, there has to be this passion. You're just like, to want to do this, because this is out of the goodness of your heart. It's a free community. And then you actually prepare prompts and like things to talk about every week. You don't ask for anything back. You just want to encourage that space. So what truly inspired to have you start this?
Yeah, it was like a season of just talking to different people, all different ages, and each person had a different little struggle. And I noticed each person kind of said, like, oh, like they felt like they were alone. Like, I'm the only one struggling with this. And that was just like this moment of like, no, we all struggle. You know, we all have these hardships. And when I've gone through tough spots, there's been, you have memories of somebody who just gave you hope, gave you a smile, gave you an encouraging word, gave you like, hey, you've got this. And people who've stood through you with you through hard seasons. And it's like, if I could help one person or multiple people just have like, hey, I believe in you. I've got hope for you, maybe when you don't feel like you have it. And I want to see you succeed, you know, and to know that you have somebody who generally wants to care for you and walk through life with you. Because that's what I would want back, and that's what I feel like I received, and I want to give that to others. And so that's kind of the core of, I feel like, you know, even from young age of like, I've always had just a heart to love people, and I feel like God's given me that to just walk through life with people. So I don't know if that answers your question fully, but you know, it's such a joy to share and to realize, I think just have awareness, like people feel alone and they shouldn't, because we can help each other by giving hope.
Yeah, and I love that. It is true. When we go through a hard time in life, we always feel alone. Like I felt alone when I was going through infertility, even though I had friends and family around me, but I just felt alone because I felt like they didn't understand what I was going through. So in that sense, we already play that story of victim mindset of you don't know what I'm going through. My life sucks and it's hard. But when you have people that understand what you're truly going through, then you feel like, you know, you're less alone. And being able to create something like this is so beautiful because, yeah, like you said, a lot of people in the Bay Area, they're not local or they're from, you know, out of the country or whatever it may be. So they don't really have like that community of friends and family. And community is so important in that way where it creates that feeling of less loneliness. And so that's amazing that you've always had that around you and you want to give back and make people feel that, you know?
And I like when you mentioned with your struggles, like when we're down, we isolate all the more. There's like a way that we just naturally withdraw. Like, I don't want people to know what's going on. I don't want to share, you know, and there's protective barriers, right? And sometimes there's reasons for that. But, you know, a big part of Rise Up is like, I want it to be a place where people feel respected. You know, share what you're going through, who you are. There should be no judgment because there's plenty of judgment in the world. And if the more we can share to break that down and show our common areas that we are women, we're trying to be healthy. If we have children, we're trying to take care of them. You know, we want to do good in the world. And when you put the like-mindedness away, I think the judgment breaks down more. And that's when I had young children, we moved to Washington. I didn't know anyone, and it's rainy. It was dark, and I was like, "What can we do?" And so I started meeting moms in a library. And so then I had a space that I could use, a church that was open. So it gave me ability to find women who are at the library, and I'm like, "Hey, I've got this extra space. Let's do Music Motion Mommy and Me." It was a simple name. We came together. We did games and well, exercises and dance with our kids, and it just grew. And I was so surprised on how many people, again, were just feeling alone and isolated and struggling with being a parent and questions. And so that area of that memory was like a core spot that helped me. And basically, it kind of comes out of my own need, I guess, a little bit, you know, like feeling alone, who else is out there? And I'm at this stage in my life now where my kids are, you know, getting older. I've got my youngest is a sophomore. Like, I've been able to live a lot of life. So if I could help another mom or another young lady or even somebody older than me, like just say, hey, let's come together and share life. I hope that gives somebody some encouragement or hope. Because a word that I've used is like never give up. And sometimes you just need to hear that from somebody. If you're going through a tough spot, just don't give up. You can see the end of that. But that takes that part of you that you're going to have to rise up each day to accomplish that. You have to hold on to that goal and that hope that whatever you're going through, sometimes they're smaller things, sometimes they're huge issues, whether it be health or a relationship or financial or whatever. You can have that mindset. I'm not going to give up on what I know I'm going to accomplish. And I have an inner warrior inside me that's going to rise up and do this. And I just want to stand with people to know that they can accomplish what they have in their heart's desire to do.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I love how you use the term rise up, you know, like that's such a powerful term. And how did that term come into your life? Because I don't hear it that often, but then now I go and then now I see it more often. I'm like, rise up. Oh, okay. Awesome. You know, like I associate rise up with you now. Yeah. Where did that term come about? That's awesome.
Yeah. When I was thinking of the women's group, I had all these different names and nothing really settled. And then I was like, okay, a huge part of my life, there was a song, Rise Up by Andrea Day. You probably have heard it. And the words were so just raw and real. Because during that time, I was going through a separation in my marriage. I had young kids. We had some mental health issues in our home. So the stress level was huge. It was just very, there's really no words for that season. It was a very difficult season of my life. And I was thankful to be growing in the UFC gym business so I could start finding a way to build some more income for myself and just lots of counseling and discipleship, and it ended up being a spot where I was like, I need to, you know, end this marriage for the health of my kids and myself. And that was just very huge. It was a huge spot to be at to try to figure out, like, what does this life look like? And my daughter was doing a dance, and they were doing the song. That song was the picked song, and it was a lyrical dance. It was absolutely gorgeous. I stopped by to pick her up from after practice, and they're doing this whole dance. And I literally just stood there, just like tears coming down my eyes of like, oh my gosh, this is my song. Because, you know, there's our spots where you're just worn out. You're tired. You don't know if you can do this. It seems like there's no hope, but even in that song, it's like, I'll give you hope to get through that season. And so that kind of became like my model, like rise up every day. Like, what do you need to do to keep yourself healthy, your kids healthy, and move to your goal of changing a life? And it was huge, right? You know, Silicon Valley, trying to like shift from, you know, to become a single mom was a huge task. But I just had the belief, I'll find a way, you know, and that's where that warrior side of you comes through. And, you know, different seasons, whether you know, having a health issue or, you know, you're working through things with your kids or your extended family. Sometimes there are seasons that are very heavy and weigh on you and you feel worn down. But we all have so much more inner strength inside of us that I think sometimes we forget. And so that's what that voice is, you know, rise up. You can accomplish what you need to do and to be a healthy, happy you. And everybody's story is different, right? So it's where just that hope keeps coming back. Like, have hope that you can accomplish what you need to.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing your story. That, yeah, I'm sure that was such a really hard time in your life. But what did you learn out of that? Like, going through the divorce or the separation, like, how did that journey, that hardship actually teach you or taught you into becoming who you are now, right? Because every low point in your life always is a lesson for something for you to learn and to push you closer to what your purpose, I believe, is.
Oh, agreed. That's beautifully said. Yes. I think it's, you know, I just took on some key things during that time. And that was like just holding on to my faith. Like, I believe like God's with me. I'm not alone. Like, you just have to hold on to like, there's a higher power with us, right? Helping us through those deep seasons. And health and nutrition was really, you know, important. Like, I had to find time to take care of me to be able to handle like that stress. And sometimes it's just taking a long walk with the kids at night with the dog, or, you know, getting in that boxing session or finding a workout. And it was hard. Time was short. I, you know, was working a lot of hours to do what I needed to and be there for my kids. But you, and then nutrition, right? You just have like, what are you feeding yourself to help you stay as healthy as you can? And so that's why, you know, the rise up is like, you can accomplish things if you're helping your health, your fitness, standing on your faith, building your community, gives you that foundation to have the energy for the next day. And I have a saying of like, just breathe. You know, sometimes we get so overwhelmed at the long term, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to figure out next month? Or, you know, you look at all these things and it's like, I just got to be in the moment, be present today, do everything I possibly can, and then we'll face tomorrow again. And then you just keep taking it day by day. And I've talked to a lot of people through hard spaces. And I think you just, the anxiety of all the unknowns and the stresses just keep piling. It's like, no, you just face what's in front of you for today or that moment. And then you carry on. And that gives you that courage and that strength to go forward. And so those are still things that I hold dear today, is just trying to, you know, be grounded, start my day, you know, with my faith, see what I can do to be healthy physically and nutritional wise, and try to clear my mind. And sometimes journaling, walking are just huge, like, saving graces for me, you know, to just feel that centeredness, you know?
Yeah, that's incredible. And having those simple tools, but yet so powerful. So I know you're like to so much, leading the UFC gym, and then you're a mom, and then you're working. Like, how do you find balance or time for yourself while doing all of what you're doing?
Yeah. I think it goes back to just trying to live in each moment, you know, just that's, I use the hashtag a lot, stop to see the beauty. You know, find the good things throughout your day. There's so many small things to be thankful for and to find joy in. So being present, you know, in the moments that you're with, you know, so if I'm with my kids, I really want to be with my kids the best I can. And, you know, creating opportunities that we enjoy, like we still take drives to the beach or go hiking, or now they're older, we enjoy going to coffee shops, or finding small moments that are traditions for you and your family that you enjoy. You know, giving back to your staff, getting to know them on a personal level, and how can you come along to help support them? And same with members, and, you know, finding those opportunities. Like, sometimes my workouts are in the morning, sometimes they're at lunchtime, sometimes they're at the end of the day, sometimes it's extra walks. You know, it's just looking at it as a journey. Like, there's really no perfect days. So what can you do that day to make the best of it and make choices that help you feel better?
Yeah. What things do you do to have such a positive outlook? Because I totally believe mindset is practice, or unless you just grew up with having that mentality of, like, you know, the positivity. But I know I grew up not looking at life positively. Like, I would always look at life being hard, like, oh my gosh, what's another day, I have to go through this. And I believe that most of us live through that type of belief or mindset. So how did you get to such a powerful, like, positive mindset that, you know, you look through life, which is so amazing. And then, so when you do that, the people around you can feel that energy and feel that positive mindset. And so what did you do to get to yourself to be that way?
I really go back to just being with gratitude, finding the gifts that come out each day, you know, and realizing life's a journey and life's have ups and downs. Yeah, I'll tell my kids, it's like a roller coaster ride. If you're really happy, you're going to have some downtimes, but it's going to come up. Like, just having that centering, like, this is part of life, and enjoy the journey. And even the hard things in life give us who we are, you know, and kind of embracing those struggles that we go through, and embracing the hard stuff, because that's part of our story too. Instead of always, like, fighting it or hiding it, like, let that story come out. And I've been grounded in my faith. So I do read the Bible and listen to worship songs at times. So that just kind of, like, just helps my mind be centered. And taking time to journal. I'm not a huge journaler, but I do carry, like, a notepad, like, what words help me stay focused. And it's literally, my kids are just, they make fun of me because I'm like, oh, let's stop. I'm going to take a picture of this tree. So gorgeous. Or, oh my gosh, did you see the sunset today? Or, you know, just really celebrating all the little gifts around us is been just a way of looking at life. And I want to try to share that with others and seeing that in people, right? Like, you've noticed when you compliment somebody or extra thankful, even somebody, a stranger, how that can change somebody's day. You know, it's just like trying to give back at life. And to make the world a better place is, I don't know, just, it's just a joy. Like, when you give, joy comes back to you, you know, and you don't realize you're doing it, but it's a natural gift that goes back. And so just spreading that gift to others is definitely, like, a life goal of mine. And I appreciate you, you know, you seeing that. And that's something I daily, like, what can I do today to make today a better day? And it's
That's incredible. So the mindset of just being of gratitude and giving. And it's that simple. And then you create such a positive outlook, and then you create a positive life. And then you influence all the people around you to be that way, because you are leading. You're leading all these people to be that way, which is beautiful. That's amazing. Wow.
I think just embracing our journeys, right? I think that's a huge thing, right? And just walking through, and no season lasts forever. You know, it's there's seasons, and that's something I think you hold on to when you're going through a tough time. Like, this will pass someday. What can I take out of this, and who am I becoming through this? You know, is a way to help shift that focus, and learning how to like be able to what you can process and what you can't. You know, I've walked with people through hard things, and sometimes you just have to put stuff on the shelf. I say, like, okay, I can't really deal with this right now, but I know I have to kind of deal with this at some point, maybe tonight when I have more space, or just trying to find a balance of how all your emotions are coming through and what you're carrying. And sometimes you have to ask, is this something I really need to carry? Is there anything I can actually fix about this? Or is any of this actually my responsibility? You know, looking at things like that, it helps your mindset and life feel freer. And that's something I hope to share with people as well.
That's amazing. I want to hear a story of like a big transformation you've seen from somebody going to the gym, like, you know, when they went in and then after how long, and then, you know, their transformation, because you get to see that, I'm sure. You said you see a lot, but which one like stands out for you the most that you would like to share?
You know, definitely coming out of the COVID era was huge, you know, because we were able to do outside gym and then half inside, half outside. Mm-hmm. And so literally seeing people who were isolated, especially like tech people who came here and they're working at home, literally in their apartments, never even coming out for seasons, you know, and just, it was almost like culture shock for people, you know, and to see that change. And yeah, you can work out at home. Yeah, there is video exercises you can take, but missing community was so life changing of how people just need a hug, a connection, here, let me share my story. I'm going through a hard season. I've been able to talk to other people who are coming out of, you know, abusive relationships, and having to have that courage to be able to like make that change. And it's like, hey, let's go to boxing class. That's therapy. You know, you can help work through emotions when you're working out. And so that's just been something I never take those moments lightly, because you get to see, you know, those changes. And I get, kids are always like a huge passion of mine. And I literally had a student, the mom's like, hey, he's got huge social anxiety. He can't even get out of the car. No worries. Is he okay if I go out and say hi in the parking lot? From that spot to watching this young teen be able to go into boxing classes and have a private coach, and to see that smile and confidence was a huge statement. The mom's like, oh, he's doing better at school now. And I was like, fitness can really help change lives. And to be able to see that from kids to elderly people, you know, it's a huge gift, you know. And even like the seniors are the sweetest. I love the seniors that come to our gym. You know, I'm like, I hope I'm still showing up, you know, when I'm your age, you know, to come in. And they're so grateful. Like, we're part of their community. We celebrate their birthdays. We say hi to them. We know about their life. Like, we're people's routine. And that's like a huge gift to be able to be part of somebody's or memories of what they do on a regular day and life. So I never want to take any of those moments for granted, and try to look at each day as we get to help create and help people's lives. And so I'm very blessed to be able to have a job that I get to do my passion, and get to do it on daily, and get to see transformations
for people. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you are in their daily routine or daily ritual. That's so true. And then you get to see their transformation. Like, probably the first day they weren't the best and they weren't as consistent or whatever. And then months after, you get to see their transformation, and then they're like more empowered, and they're like, oh my God, I'm feeling healthier, happier. Like, you just get to see that transformation.
Sure. And there's gym anxiety is a real thing. You know, people worry about like, oh, I'm not as fit, or I'm not as strong, right? Maybe I don't know the exercise is the best, you know? So on a regular, if I'm getting coffee somewhere, I'll have like my sweatshirt on, like, oh, the gym, like, I'm not really a gym person. kind of want to be, but I'm like, you are like 95% of people when they first start. Like, that's normal. Like, now you have a face. Come say hi to me. I'm here, you know, to be able to build, like, everybody is going through stuff. Everybody starts somewhere. Like, I don't think you ever arrive at fitness like, oh, I'm 100% where I want to be. You always have goals to improve and be healthier or try something new. And so just sharing that, you know, goes with my rise up, being at the gym, you know, just my life story is just like, you know, breaking down those thoughts in our heads that keep people trapped. Like, feel freedom, just, you know, be part of the journey. Try something that will help you feel better, be a part of other people like-minded. It's always a win, right? The more we take care of ourselves, feel better, the more we can enjoy whoever else we're doing.
True. And something popped up in my head, but it's like the gym culture. I guess people always think of the gym as like a scary place. It's intimidating, especially for women. They're like, oh, all these meatheads are there or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking this is like what I hear.
Yes.
Right? And so it's not like that, right? So
No.
you being at the gym, you working and being, you know, in the industry for 10 years
Yeah.
already, like, how do you make people feel more comfortable? And whoever's listening right now, like, oh, I want to go to the gym, but I don't know if that's my thing, right? It can be your thing, but you just didn't even give it a try. So how would you encourage them to go and just even try?
First part, try. Give it a try. You know, find a place that feels good for you. And just like I said, take down that wall. Almost everybody else has their own self-conscious and things that they're worrying about are not good. And just like, you know, when you're a parent, you have tell your kids like they have their own anxieties going to a new class or insecurities. You're like, you know, you're fine. You'll be good. You got this. Everybody else is feeling the same way you are. That's the same as we're adults, right? Everybody's that, but in the end, everybody's there trying to help themselves. So that's a win. People want to help encourage other people to be healthier. You know, and we all go through different things, whether it was an accident or injury or a health setback. If you're showing up to help yourself, nobody's going to judge that. They're going to celebrate that and encourage that. And to be successful in gym, I usually encourage people like, get a workout buddy, get a coach, get a class, get all three. You know, to have a familiar face, you know, is huge. And I try to get to know our members. I try to have my front desk staff get to know people by name. Because if you have somebody coming in, hi, welcome, we know you by name. Okay, that already eases that first step to get into the building. So that's what I try to help people realize. Because once you're part of a community, you're like, okay, everybody's here trying to do the same thing I am.
Yeah. But I remember going to the gym the first time. I was so intimidated by all the machines. I'm like, where do I even start? Like, what do I even do? How do I even do it? Right. And you just get so intimidated. And I remember, like, yeah, feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, it can happen. And like I love to try to help people through that and just like ease like, hey, it's normal, you'll be good. Grab me if you don't know how to do something. Or, you know, now there's so many like there's pictures. Hey, there's a QR code. You can even scan this. But you know, make it personable. Like people here want to help you. And I find it, especially coaches, it's their passion to share what they know. Like, oh, I've never done boxing. Am I okay if I'm a beginner? Absolutely. Like somebody who's it's their passion to teach somebody new, they're gonna pass on that gift that they have, you know? And so I guess I look a lot of life as gifts. What can we just keep giving? And when you share life together, when you have a knowledge or you had an experience, you get to share that, then that story keeps going. And so I hope people try, you know, health and fitness and the gym and know that the community really wants to see other people there. It's not like, oh, why is this person here? It's like, oh, cool, somebody's here to help them be healthier. That's the
Yeah.
win.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. I just didn't even think about that, but it's nice to debunk certain things that you see or hear that's really not true. It's just what we make it to believe it is, you know? Yeah.
That's why I think classes are key too, because when you're all like doing like a HIIT workout, or you're doing a boxing, or even Zumba or yoga, you know, like you're as a community, and like, hey, we're in this together, you know, and you gives you that kind of that encouragement and power to be like, oh, okay, I can do this. Everybody else around me is doing it well, and sometimes like the people who are more experienced, they're happy to help somebody else because we've all been there at a beginning spot, you know, and it's just sharing that the gift of like, hey, now I'm here. Let me help you. So that's what I hope anyway people experience.
Yeah, that's beautiful that you want to create that, because I've been to some gyms where they're not very friendly, right? Like, it's just the staff is just there because they have to be there. And they, or but you're creating like an environment for people to want to go there, and that's beautiful. Your intention is there. Yeah. And then, you know, like, you give them a different experience. Like, it's a warm welcome instead of, like, you know, just kind of throwing them off and just like, oh, you're here. Okay, cool. Go figure it out. You know?
Right.
And so you're actually creating that community. Yeah, you're creating that community for them, which is so incredible. I love that so much. But it takes a great leader to see that and then to implement it and then to have the staff implement that. So you are leading. That's amazing. And we need more people passionate about whatever they're doing, so then that they can give that feeling to other people, you know, and to create the magic and that positivity that we all need right now, especially these crazy times. So,
yes. So it's like finding what your purpose is and just finding a way to just enjoy it, embrace it, share it, you know, and realize we all need each other. We all have different like gifts of who we are, and to share that. And we also get the ability, we have kids memberships here, we've got childcare, so we get whole families in here. And so that's like a huge gift when I see kids, you know, you see that intimidation, like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, oh, everybody felt the same way. But then you see kids starting like to compete in jujitsu, or, you know, bringing their boxing gloves. Now they're all proud, you know, that they know how to put them on. And like, those are such huge wins, because starting a foundation of health for young kids, that they're having a positive experience in fitness community, like, that's going to help them through school and their own journeys. And, you know, mental health is a big topic nowadays. And the more we can help educate our kids at a younger age and awareness and how to feel better and think better and have some positivity for who they are, I just think that's just a huge gift we can give to the generation coming up.
Oh, I love that. It is true. Yeah, bringing the kids, the younger generations, to the environment that you are used to, or, you know, to have such a good, positive outlook or whatever space, is always going to be beneficial. And so, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Bringing them at an early age so they see, and then they're like used to it, and they're like, oh, okay, this is not intimidating. This is cool. I grew up going with my mom, you know. Or yes,
exactly. Like, those are, I tell like our kids workers, I'm like, some of these kids are here almost every day. We're like their aunties or their uncles, or, you know, like, we're part of their community. Like, look at it that way of what you can give back to the next generation is very huge. And I know through the last, you know, 10 years of all the changes my family went through, there's been so many coaches who've been a huge part of my kids' lives. And I look back at that and like, you know, that's like emotional deposits that people have of like, hey, you're part of a key part of my kids' memories of growing up and building confidence and finding a sport or a skill that they like. And those are gifts that we can give to them too. You know, it's like they have, we really need that village. You know, there's always like, oh, we need a village for our children, but it's true. We need community to come around them and to help them through what they're going through and who they're becoming. So
true. And what type of village do you want them to be exposed to? You know, to choose that. And so, yeah, I didn't even think about the gym as that village. I guess I just was never really exposed to the gym because my parents were so busy with working. They never brought us into that environment. So, wow, that's a really cool perspective. Thank you for sharing that. So for all the people listening who feel stuck or defeated, what's one message you want them to hear from your heart?
Never give up. That's something I have held on for so many times, whether you're going through something personal, health related, to your family, maybe your child, just never give up. Like, you have who you are, you have your desires, your gifts, and just keep fighting for what you want in life. You know, just, there'll be hard days, there's going to be great days. So just never give up on who you are and what your goals are, and to go after that and just find the gifts each day. They're all around. We just need to count them.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, being here with me, even though you had such a crazy day. You know, you're still showing up, being so inspiring, so powerful, so loving, so giving, you know, that's incredible. So thank you again. And I can't wait for all the listeners to hear all your incredible knowledge.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and excited for the seasons ahead that we get to know each other more. So I'm excited for your work and what you do and sharing light and hope and empowering those around you. So best to you. And thank you again for having me.
Yes. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!